This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share five ways that miracles manifested when they were least expected from five stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and the Unexplainable. Miracles happen every day. You just have to look around you to see them. And you have to be open to accepting them. And the 101 powerful stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and the Unexplainable, prove that miracles can happen just when they're needed to people from all walks of life. So here are five ways that miracles came into the lives of five of our contributors. All right, so our first one, I titled, When a Cell Phone Absolutely, Positively Should Not Work, But Does. So Kim Garback-Diaz got the call that every parent dreads. She heard her teenage daughter scream and then say she had been in a car accident. Kim and her husband rushed to their daughter, surprised when a number of emergency vehicles passed them on the way there. They hoped that some other accident wouldn't keep them from reaching their daughter, but those vehicles were for their daughter. Kim threw up when she saw the car. The dashboard was pushed right up against their daughter, and she was bleeding from her mouth. She was in a neck brace, and they hadn't been able to assess her injuries because she was completely pinned in and needed to be cut out. An officer came by and asked how they had found out about the accident, as none of the emergency personnel had contacted them. And they explained that their daughter had called from her cell phone. And the officer said, that couldn't be. And he showed them her cell phone was on the floor of the car, covered by white dust from the airbag, and their daughter's arms were pinned to her side so she couldn't have reached it. That's when Kim remembered what her daughter had said on that call about her deceased grandfather. I know I'll be okay, Mom. Grandpa was here. He helped me call you. All right, our second miracle is about a middle-aged man on the autism spectrum who was transformed by a stroke. So it was Mother's Day 2017, and Laura Lewis suddenly heard her son Brian call out, Mom, followed by a bumping sound as he fell down. It turned out that her middle-aged son, who was on the autism spectrum, had suffered a stroke. But here's the interesting part. That stroke changed Brian, starting right in the hospital, where he looked directly at the doctor while he was listening to him. And he started calling his mom, Mom, all the time instead of Mother, and he engages in conversations and makes eye contact with people. Laura says, Brian had left us slowly when he was a child, but he came home in an instant thanks to the stroke. For how long, no one knows. Nor do they know why he is here with us again. So what a Mother's Day gift that was. All right, our third example of a miracle I titled When Love is Meant to Be. So Lisa McCaskill fell in love with this painting that you could see from one of the couches in the student union at her college. Everyone knew that that was where Lisa would sit and study for all her courses, so that she could glance up at this colorful piece of abstract art. She didn't even normally like abstract art, but this painting was different. It just called to her. 5 years later, she was a college graduate with a breakup behind her, and she decided she was finished with love. But then her sister set her up for a surprise blind date. And the guy, Frank, was sweet and funny, but he had two little kids, and that was not something that Lisa had ever considered. Nevertheless, she agreed to go to his home for his younger son's birthday party. And there she was shocked to see her painting. It was Frank's painting. He had painted it. Lisa says, "That was more than 30 years ago, and here I am, still married to Frank. Now we have four grown kids. I'm still sitting by the painting, even though I had to marry him to get it." All right, here's our fourth miracle that happened to one of our contributors, and I titled this one, "When the Impossible Happens and a Wife Gets to Say Goodbye." So Ross Archer had watched Parkinson's disease ravage his wife Joan's body for 4 years. And now she weighed 85 pounds, couldn't speak or move a limb, and could only communicate by blinking her eyes. She was in hospice and was receiving pain medication to ease her end-of-life care. Ross arrived in her room one morning and learned that the staff felt that Joan was at the very end and the children should come to see her. Ross lay down next to her in the narrow bed, holding her and praying for her. And then Joan moved and raised her arms in the air and whispered. Now remember, she had been paralyzed for 6 months, but now her arms were out and she seemed to be greeting someone. And then she talked, even though she hadn't been able to talk. For 25 minutes, she talked to Ross about their life together. Ross says she spoke of the good memories, accomplishments, the challenges we faced together, why she loved me, and what she expected of me after she went home to be with Jesus. And then she passed on, and Ross fell to his knees and thanked God for this incredible miracle. And here's a mind-blowing miracle. Here's my miracle number 5 for you. When a man floats away from what should have been a fatal car accident. So Richard Whitaker was a young police officer. He had just finished his shift and he was driving home. And that's when his VW bug was broadsided by a large Cadillac that had sped through a red light. Richard said, "The force was beyond description, but with the impact, I felt something else. There was tremendous pressure being exerted on either side of my neck, as if large and powerful hands were gripping my shoulders." Now, Richard's car did not have seatbelts. This was back in 1966. So he found himself being pulled from the driver's seat, over the gear shift, and then out the passenger side window. It felt like large hands were under his back, supporting him as he traveled in a prone position. He says he was traveling down a long, dark tunnel at a high speed, and it felt warm and peaceful. He could see his body from above, and he saw something else, a man with outstretched arms who was the one supporting him as he flew through the air. Then Richard heard voices. Someone said, "He's dead, cover him up." And Richard re-entered his body and opened his eyes, and the crowd that had gathered around him gasped, and he whispered, "I'm a police officer. I need to get my gun out of my car." And then he stood up and walked to his car. He says, "When the distance I had traveled through the air was measured, it was determined to be 125 feet from the point of impact to where I had been placed on the sidewalk. I had traveled across 4 lanes of traffic to get there. The Volkswagen was thrown approximately 60 feet. And then he continues his story. "I was told that I had been on the sidewalk, dead, for nearly 15 minutes before I sat up." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles in the Unexplainable. You can go to our website, which is chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button, and you can see what this book looks like and read about the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Barnes & Noble, Meijer, and Amazon. Now, if you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, just sign up for our daily newsletter, and we will send you a free story in your email every day. Go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. And please come back for our next episode to hear 5 ways to find the blessings in the holiday season from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Christmas.